Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the show on today. Good morning. I believe that this is going to be an awesome day, and how about you? Do you believe it? Because if you believe it, you shall receive it. If you believe this day is going to be awesome, and I believe it starts with that, so I want to welcome you to the show. I want to also welcome Coach Cassandra. Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, we have an exciting show for you today. Today we have our awesome and amazing guest on today, Bishop Baylor. Wow, I tell you, the last time we had Bishop Baylor on the show, some of you remember, it was, boy, you talk about man down, woman down, everybody down. We just had an awesome time, and isn't that right, Coach Cassandra?
Absolutely, absolutely. We love Bishop Baylor. We love the work of the Lord that he is doing in the kingdom of God, wreaking havoc on the kingdom of darkness. We praise God for the man of God. We bless him, and we're so delighted to have him on the show. It's such an honor and a privilege, and we thank God for him. That's all I can say. We thank God for the man of God, that God is doing a great work for the city of St. Louis and really throughout the country. I mean, he just had an awesome Pentecost Sunday. He was doing a work with Apostle Eckhart. I mean, he is everywhere, just banging it in the kingdom of God, just doing it for Jesus. And so we are grateful for that. We don't even want to delay. We want to just go ahead and bring them on. Hello, Bishop Baylor. How are you today, sir?
Doing great, Cassandra, man. This is a great morning.
Praise God. Coach Lalisa and I, we've been excited about you coming on, and it's like, is he almost ready? Is he ready?
Yeah, Cassandra, my day starts every day at 4 a.m., so I've been up since 4 here in the prayer room, thanking God, so... This is what I do.
Praise God. Well, we saw you just got back from being with Apostle Eckhart. Tell us what that was all about.
Well, my friend Apostle Leo Lewis, who has a very, very powerful ministry in Montgomery, Alabama, had his annual conference. He has a reformation of churches called Prophetic Miracle Ministries Worldwide. And he invited me down to be the keynote speaker last Wednesday night, and I ministered also on last Thursday morning. Apostle Eckhart ministered, I think it was, Tuesday night and Wednesday morning And I don't know if you know Prophetess Marcia Morrison. She ministered that.
Yeah, she ministered that
Thursday night and Friday morning. So it was a very, very powerful conference. I mean, the Lord moved and just it was just a miraculous way. And it's very rare when I go to conferences and minister that I'm really, 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 really blessed. Like I'm a part of the conference sitting in the pew. So I was really blessed too. So it was a very powerful time.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, that is awesome. That is absolutely awesome. And then you have Pentecost Sunday. Tell us about that. Wow.
Well, really, it was really kind of a supernatural move. There's a friend of mine. He's a Jewish brother. His name is Rick Kernel. You know, years ago, the Lord prompted me to go online and purchase prayer shawls. A lot of you guys might use prayer shawls or tallits. We use them quite a bit. Yeah, we use them quite a bit at our church. But I was kind of directed of the Lord to go online and look for a specific one. It's called a Flame of Pentecost prayer shawl. I purchased it from a ministry called I think the name of it is it's like I can't think of the name of it, but Dr. Kernel has a business. Where he, the name of the business is Shofars from Afar, and I purchased the prayer shawl from him, and we've been using them for years, and we just became friends. And I invited him. He's a Jewish brother, very powerful man of God, who really I didn't really know that it was Pentecost Sunday that I was inviting him to minister at our church at. So he came in last Sunday with his beloved wife, who's a very powerful prophet. And let me tell you something. In both services, I asked the people who got healed to raise their hands, and it was somewhere between 70 and 100 people that got healed yesterday.
What?
I mean, Sunday at our services. So it was a very powerful time with Dr. Rick Kernel.
75 people got healed in one service?
In the 8 o'clock service, it was roughly 75, maybe 80. In the second service, you know, it's a lot of younger people, so it's not as many people that are sick. It was another roughly 15, 20 people got healed in that service. And, you know, people was filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Man, it was a lot of powerful worship and prophetic words were given. I mean, it was just a tremendous time. If you go on my Facebook page, you'll see some of the clips and some of the photos from it. It was just off the chain.
Yeah, I absolutely did. I saw it, and, I mean, you've always got something going on. And so I appreciate when you send around the video clips and show us what God is doing, because you know what? People on Facebook need to see that, need to see what God is doing, how he's moving. And you know what? It's about lifting up the name of Jesus. That's what it's all about, you know. Show up and manifest. You know, hey, bring it, you know. I don't know if you actually had any video clipping, but I know I saw some pictures, but
there were a few clips on my Facebook page. I think there's some on Faith Miracle Temple's Facebook page that, you know, the clips of the services, because, man, it was so much going on. It was just unbelievable. I think we got out of service this past Sunday around 2:30. It was just very late because it was so much going on, man. It was just an amazing time. But Cassandra, God is doing just some incredible things for people who really want to be used by God. I mean, every day I ask the Lord to help me to do more. And my calendar is so full, it's just unbelievable. As a matter of fact, I'm headed to Detroit, Michigan today. I have an interview on the Impact Network. I don't know if you know the Impact Network. Bishop Wayne T. Jackson. Bishop Wayne Jackson, the owner of it, Apostle Jackson, is a friend of mine. And I'm going to go there tomorrow and shoot a show to kind of, you know, let everybody know about the tithe book that I wrote a little while back, 52 Lessons on the Tithe. But look at this, Cassandra. This is very powerful.
Yes.
Next week, I'm headed to Atlanta, Georgia. I'm going to do a live show on TBN with Bishop John Francis, and he's going to allow me to tell people about the tithe book. So, man, God is opening so many doors. And, you know, in Detroit is where the Word Network is.
So on the way
down, we're driving down there today. On the way down to Detroit, I'm going to call the Word Network and try to get Bishop George Bloomer to have me on his show either tonight or tomorrow, you know, just to let people know what God is doing. So it's just a lot going on, man. I just got back. You know this. I just got back from the Philippines 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was very, very powerful. So God is using folks that want to be used.
Praise God. Praise God. You know what? That is awesome. That is awesome. Praise God. You know, I heard Gloria Copeland say years ago, she said, you know what, if you're not in the kingdom and you're not, you know, doing it for God, she said, I don't know why not. She said, it's just such, so much fun. It's such an adventure, a power-packed life. And I told God, I said, Lord, I want to live a life where I can be used by you. I want to live a life, you know, living in the kingdom, it's an adventure.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
It doesn't mean everything is easy, but bed of roses. But I'm telling you, if you press in and just keep moving toward the things of God, oh, my God, watch God, and you'll be utterly amazed. Bishop, what time are you going to be on the Impact Network?
Well, they're going to shoot the show tomorrow at 12 noon. When they're going to air it, I really don't know. That's not a live show. He's going to shoot it, and then he's going to air it on the Impact Network. Those of you that have Dish Network, it comes on Dish, Impact comes on Dish Network. I can't remember the channel. It's something like 298. They'll air it, but the shooting, the show for the TBN show is just about live. It's going to be on next Wednesday, June 11th, somewhere between 9 and 11 o'clock p.m.
Now, does your church keep the schedule if we call and to get the times of...
Sure, oh, yeah, sure.
When you're appearing or when you put that on the website?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I plan to do that. I'm just kind of get back in town, so there's just a lot going on,
man. Secretary.
Just yeah.
Where's your secretary?
Yeah, you call 314-653-9346 and ask for Yvonne. She can give you all of that information.
Okay, that's great. Now, listen, we would also love, just put this bug out there, to interview Dwayne Jackson. We would love to. If you would let him know, you know, give him our information, or you tell me later how to, you know, get a hold of him.
I'll do that, for sure, because if you want to find a guy that understands entrepreneurship and business, Bishop Jackson has been an entrepreneur for a long time, and the Lord has used him to be a kingdom financier. The man is very, very rich. I've been to one of his mansions, one of them. He has more than one. I've been to one of his mansions, and I had never seen a house that big in my life. I said, does this guy live here? I had never seen anything like it. So he's a very powerful entrepreneur. Matter of fact, he bought the Impact Network about 2 years ago. And I'll drop that bug in his ear tomorrow and give him your information, and we'll definitely try to connect you too.
Yes, sir. And also, when are you bringing Bishop John Francis here? Or George Fuller?
Well, John Francis will be here in St. Louis. He won't be here with me, but he'll be with one of my friends, Bishop Calvin Scott. It's September. Yeah, he's going to be here September the 18th at Believer's Temple with Bishop Calvin Scott.
Yeah, absolutely know where that is. Awesome. Wow. Well, Bishop, tell us, what do you feel like God is saying in this season?
I'm so happy you asked that, Cassandra. I just started a series of lessons in our church 2 weeks ago entitled How to Be Successful at Anything. And basically what that lesson is designed to do is help believers tap into the principles in the Bible to maximize their success in life. I mean, you know, if you look at, I'm sure you know this, Cassandra, there are people that are successful. A lot of them are doing it the wrong way, but a lot of people are doing it the right way. And when you're doing it the right way, you will and you notice that a lot of the principles that folks are using comes right out of the Bible. Even though they don't give you the scripture, they don't give you the quote right out of the Bible, but the principles, the foundation of it is in the Word of God. So I've been, you know, teaching that series for the last two two or three weeks or so, and it's been a very, very powerful thing. One of the things that I tried to do was just help people understand that success is success. A lot of people, you know, are successful in life. For instance, I gave them last week a bunch of quotes from people that are very successful. Everybody know Bill Cosby. And this is what he said. He said, in order to succeed, your desire for success should be greater than your fear of failure. Now, that's Ooh. Very powerful to me. The reason a lot of people are not successful in life is because their fear overrides their desire to succeed. But your desire to succeed must be so strong that it creates a level of courage in you that will cause you to do things that you wouldn't normally do. And that, to me, that's very,
wow.
very powerful. You know, Vince Lombardi said this, the difference between a successful person and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but rather a lack of will. So an individual that's going to be successful has to have mental toughness, that when you go through the difficult times, you're not fazed by it. You know that's just part of the process. But I tell the saints at Faith Miracle Temple that I have a gear inside of me. When things get really, really tough, I can rise above that and push through it. You know, I can meet the challenge. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. But your will is very, 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 very important when it comes to success. You can't have a weak will and be successful because life is too tough. Obstacles are too tough. I mean, the competition is too great for weak-minded people to be successful. Florence Nightingale said this, I attribute my success to this. I never gave or took any excuse. You know, when I was in college, I was in a fraternity, and we had this quote that we had to learn, and it was dealing with excuses. And the quote was something like this, excuses are masters of nothingness. They build bridges to nowhere. Those who use
Can you say that again? Excuses, say that again, sir.
It's something like this, excuses are masters of nothingness. They build bridges to nowhere. Those who use these tools of incompetence are masters of nothingness. So basically what the quote is saying is, man, there are no excuses. Because for whatever obstacle you face, there's always a solution. And if you stay diligent, you'll find a solution. But people make excuses for not being successful. You know, I'm too young, I'm too old, my color, I'm the wrong color, I'm the wrong gender, I don't have the money, I don't have the education. All of those are excuses, man. You can't use excuses for your lack of success. And so that's why Florence Nightingale's quote was so very, very powerful. Benjamin Disraeli said this, one secret of success in life is for a man to be ready for his opportunity when it comes. I say it in a different way. I tell people destiny is where preparation and opportunity collides. When you have an opportunity, when you have the preparation, man, you're going to be successful. And that's so very, very powerful. So in the down times of your life, when you're not really, you know, exceeding the way you want to, that's the time for preparation. That's part of the process. So I remember this very, very well. Years ago, when I had just came back to St. Louis, you know, I had moved from Houston back to St. Louis, and I spent about a year and a half with no job. I had a good degree, had a great GPA, you know, and had a degree in business, and I put out so many resumes and applications and couldn't find a job anywhere. But I thank God for one of the pastors told me, Minister Baylor, I'm going to tell you what's going on. This is your time of preparation. Take the time to prepare yourself. So during that time, I spent a lot of time in fasting and in praying and studying the Word of God. That laid the foundation for what I'm doing today. That was my time of preparation. And I just want to say this to all your listeners out here. If things are going slow for you, it seems like things are not turning, the Lord is allowing you a time to prepare. Delve into what you want to pursue ultimately in life and prepare yourself for a very successful future. Last but not least, Dale Carnegie. Everybody heard of Dale Carnegie. He said this, the successful man will profit from his mistakes and try again in a different way. I really don't believe in mistakes that much. I just believe that when you do things that, you know, didn't go the way you want them to go, all you was doing was moving closer to your goal. I mean, we all know the story of I think it was the guy who invented the light bulb. You know, the guy who invented Thomas Edison. He did over 1,000 experiments before he landed the one that was, you know, ultimately the one that was going to, you know, give us light today. So, you know, you don't back up when you have, you know, you make mistakes and things don't go the way you want them. So, you know, it's just success. It is not very mystical. There are just a few very powerful principles in order to be successful. And I just want to just encourage everybody out there that first of all, you got to know that God is for your success. Success is a biblical principle. You see it throughout the Bible. Most of you guys that have read the book of Joshua, chapter number 1, verse 8, here's what the Bible says. Yeah, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Hey, Cassandra, can I share a very powerful biblical secret with your audience today?
Yes, sir.
I want to share something with you that I promise you is going to bless you. In this scripture, Joshua 1:8, it talks about individuals meditating day and night on the word of the Lord. The word meditate has a lot of different meanings. It means to ponder. It means to think over. But one of the words or synonyms for meditate is to mutter. It's to say the same thing over and over and over and over again. I can truly say this, Cassandra. One of the reasons that God, you know, I'm a small guy, believe me, I'm not all of that. There are a lot of preachers that are doing a lot more than I'm doing, but I thank God for what he's using me to do. But one of the things that has driven the success that the Lord has given me is this principle. Man, I get in my prayer room every day, and I mutter the word of God as it pertains to success and prosperity. Every day, you know, first is like I quote Psalms 35:27 all the time. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. I mutter that all the time. I mutter it hundreds of times. What you're literally doing, you're impregnating the atmosphere with possibilities. You're impregnating the atmosphere with seeds that's going to produce a harvest in your life. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto thy fathers this day." So, you know, uttering those words over and over and over again, according to Joshua 1:8, that's going to bring you success. Now, it might sound very, very simple. It might even sound superficial, but it works. The word of God is very powerful. So when you meditate that word on that level, it will produce success in your life. So that's one of the very powerful principles that I've employed for years and years and years. And the first thing people got to know is this. God wants you to be successful. The word success in Joshua 1:8, Cassandra, is found 65 times in the Old Testament. Usually it's translated in the King James as prosper, prosperous, prosperous, or prosperity. In Joshua 1:8, it's translated success. So the first thing an individual has to do, and this is key, if anybody's going to be successful, you must settle in your mind that it is the will of God for you to be successful in all that you do. You got to know that. You got to know that. You got to settle that in your mind. You have to see yourself as successful. And here is why. We all know this. When God created Adam in the beginning, he infused in him the breath of life. The Bible says a man became a living soul. So God breathed into Adam what he was. He breathed into him life. Adam took on God's DNA. Now, all of us know this. God has never failed at anything. God is a complete success. So success is in our spiritual DNA. It's what we are. It's a part of your life. My family, you know, we have every family has a particular DNA. Some people are tall. Some people's families are short folks. Some folks are light-skinned. Some are very, very intelligent. Some folks are athletic. In my family, our DNA is this. We're very short people, but we're very strong-willed. All of my family members are like that. That's our DNA.
Wow.
It's just what we are. I don't have to try to be strong-willed. I'm that automatically. Everybody needs to know this. Success is in your DNA. It's what you are. But you got to know who and what you are in order to maximize that kind of success. And what that bleeds into, really, Cassandra, is understanding self-image.
Yes, yes, sir.
Self-image is very, very powerful. There's a scripture in the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 7. Most of you guys have read this or quoted it before. The Bible says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's Proverbs 23:7 from the 8 clause. What that's telling us is this. I want to say this very slowly. What you continually think about yourself is what your performance will be. I'm going to say it again. What you continually think about yourself is what your performance will be. You can't expect to be successful and all you think about yourself is that you're a failure. Those two don't go together. That's like an oxymoron. You think you're a failure, but you're going to see success. It doesn't work like that. Your thoughts about yourself forms the way you approach life. If you have a very positive outlook on life, a very positive self-image, you're going to approach life differently. Your innermost thoughts about what and who you are shapes your drives, your passions, your actions, and ultimately your performance. If you think you can't accomplish things, you never will. If you think that you can't do great things, you never will. In your heart, this is very powerful, Cassandra, you must see yourself as successful and think of yourself as successful before you will ever experience that kind of success in your life. So your self-image and success are intricately connected. What you think about yourself has a lot to deal with what you're going to do in life. The reason a lot of people, Cassandra, are not successful is because, you know, very early in life, their self-image was damaged based on what people said to them, experiences they had in life negatively. And because of that negative self-image, they cannot see themselves as being successful. But I want everybody today to start changing your self-concept, and you will see your life get changed too.
Yes, sir. Wow, you have said, I'm telling you, you are preaching this morning. I do want to tell you briefly, Bishop, that you are going to Atlanta, Georgia. There is an elder on the telephone, David Knight of the Christian Social Network. He is the CEO of the Christian Social Network, which is the Facebook for Christians. And he's planning on being at the studios. He just inboxed me, and he said, wanted to let you know he'd love to meet you and connect with you when you come down to Atlanta. So I want to make that happen. And David Knight of the Christian Social Network.org. And he is doing some awesome things in the kingdom of God, and just want to make some godly connections. So,
hey, man, I look forward to meeting Brother David. I look forward to meeting you, sir.
Yeah. Yes, yes. So I don't know if David can just say hello real quick. Is his line open, Coach LaLisa? I don't know. But anyway, we're going to make that happen, and can he reach out to you also on, you said there's a call-in number with Yvonne or on Facebook or on your website?
He can hit me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page. You can hit me right there. Or you can email me at PastorBaylor@FaithMiracleTemple.org. I'll be glad to communicate with you.
Okay, PastorBaylor@FaithMiracleTemple.org.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what you have said so much, so much. And I tell you, Bishop, the word of the Lord is so rich and so strong in your mouth to just bless his people. So we definitely thank God, because you weren't born with a silver spoon in your mouth. If I remember the story, you said your daddy was just the everyday person who believed God and started church in his basement, right?
That's right, Cassandra. My father came from Mississippi, a place called Meridian. I don't know if you've ever heard of Meridian, Mississippi. I mean, he was a guy who had a third-grade education, you know, back in those days when you were basically old enough to work. Man, they didn't really push school, so he stopped going to school in the third grade, and he came to St. Louis with $5 in his pocket.
Woo-wee.
And, man, that has parlayed into what Faith Miracle Temple is today. So, yeah, you're right. I wasn't born with a silver spoon. I mean, we were born in the neighborhood. I grew up right on the north side of St. Louis. I went to Beaumont High School right there in the inner city. But my parents, man, they got connected with God. My father got saved and became a preacher, and he was a construction worker and a pastor at the same time. So he basically laid the foundation for everything that I'm doing today. And let me say this, Cassandra, one of the things that causes people not to be successful, and this was a part of the message that I preached when I was in Bishop Leo Lewis's church in Montgomery, Alabama. Success is the result of a connected past. The reason a lot of people are not successful is because they want to ditch the core values and the principles that their forefathers, their mothers, their fathers, their grandfathers have taught them. Man, we're all standing on the shoulders of somebody. And one of the things the older people taught us was integrity. They
Wow.
taught us integrity. And so, and that's one of the problems that you're seeing in business. You're seeing it in the church environment. You're seeing it in the schools. You're seeing it everywhere. People are not adhering to those old-fashioned principles that were taught to us years and years ago. Like, for instance, a man's word is his bond. You know, things like that. I mean, those are very simple principles that are biblical that will help you become successful. So you're right, Cassandra. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. You know, we were just regular people. My father was the only one who worked, really. My mother, you know, did domestic work. We had, you know, I've had nine total siblings in my family. So we had a big family, but not a lot of money, but we had a lot of faith. And watch this. My father, who had a third-grade education, put eight kids through college. Eight kids
Ooh-wee.
Through college. Yeah, eight of us through college. My sister, who didn't
wow.
go to college, she's married to a bishop in Springfield, Missouri. So you're talking about success. Man, my mother drilled that in me. Man, you can do anything you want to do in life. So, yeah, just because you felt like you grew up on the wrong side of the track, that's no excuse for you know, low performance. You can do anything that God would allow you to do.
Wow. So if you can see it and you can believe it, no matter what your circumstances or how bad it looks, you're going to make it. Can you tell us one of those stories? Your dad went through something and it overcame it, if you're able, you know, to remember back that far. But I'm sure your dad has
so many stories. Oh, yes, I have a million stories, Cassandra.
Ooh-wee.
One of the things that's very, very powerful. Now, my father was a pastor, and let me tell you something. He was a very powerful preacher. I mean, my father was just, he was like a legend. I mean, because of his ministry was so powerful, he was very, you know, used a lot in signs and wonders. He raised people from the dead and preached everywhere. He was highly anointed, started a lot of churches. He did all of this stuff. But check this out, Cassandra. My father could not read. Could not read.
Wow.
On Saturday, and this is how the Lord connected us and helped me. On Saturdays, you know, when he was preparing for Sunday's message, a lot of times he would have me come into his room, and I would read the Bible to him. I would read it to him, and he would put it in his memory. And he would say, okay, read that scripture again. And he would meditate on it. And he said, okay, now keep reading. By the time we got to Sunday, Cassandra, he was ready to roll. So he didn't allow that obstacle, not being able
wow.
to read, to stop him from being a successful pastor. Now, my father pastored me, and I had a college degree. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
That's amazing. But what that shows you is there are no excuses. There are no excuses. There are no excuses. He pastored people with master's degrees and all kind of things like that. So I mean, you can overcome what you feel are your shortcomings or your obstacles. And I just want to say this. A lot of you guys here in St. Louis, you know Mike Roberts. He's a very successful entrepreneur. Everybody knows Mike Roberts. We had him speak at our church a few years ago. And one of the things that he did when he came to the church, he brought a book that he had just written, which is I suggest everybody get the book. The title of the book is Action Has No Season. In other words, man, there isn't a good time to get started. You start right now. That's what, you know,
we wait.
You know, wait till everything gets right. Wait till all the ducks are in a row. Wait till you have all the finances. You start right now. Here's what Mike Roberts says in chapter 4 of that book. It's very powerful. He says, an unfavorable self-image characterized by thoughts of doubt, incompetence, and pessimism engenders a feeling of personal dissatisfaction. So when your self-image is unfavorable, you won't even like yourself. He says, this disagreeable self-image prohibits an individual from accomplishing the goals that are important to life and successful careers. So when a person doesn't agree with his self-image, he has this negative self-image, he's saying there is no way you're going to be successful in life. Here's what he says a positive person is. He says he calls them actioneers. He says an actioneer perceives it as an adequate and confident expression of self fueled by a positive attitude, high self-expectations, and high self-appreciation. Basically what Mr. Roberts is saying is you have to have a very positive self-attitude about yourself, always positive. Secondly, you have to expect a lot out of yourself. And this is one of the things that really helps me, Cassandra. I expect a lot out of me. I mean, I'm my worst critic. I expect myself to do great things. I don't have a low bar set for myself. I have a very high bar set. I don't think that God can use everybody but me. I think God can use me. And if we're going to be successful, we have to have very high expectations. We quote the scripture, Cassandra, but I wonder sometimes do we really believe it? The Bible says God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we're able to ask or think. What that means to me is that if you can think it or if you can ask it, God can do it. Now, I can ask and think a lot of things. I think I'm going to have a jet plane. A personal jet plane because I do overseas ministry a lot. That's within my mind. If I think that, the Bible is saying God can do that. Here's what Roberts goes on to say. He says an actioner sees self not as what he or she has been, but what he or she is going to be. These new thoughts would lead to independence, self-reliance, and personal inner wealth. I love this last statement. He says the picture you develop of yourself is crucial to your success or failure. So you have to you have to see in your mind's eye a successful person. When you see yourself, you have to see somebody that's totally successful. And that's what's really so very, very powerful about the mind. Basically, God has designed our minds to create our future. What you think of yourself is very, very powerful. So those are the things that Mr. Roberts says about being successful and having a positive self-image. There's a lot of other things that I can say, but that really kind of embodies his thought process as it pertains to self-image. So everybody has to look at yourself in a positive way. One of the things that I'm going to say this to you, this might not sound important, but it is. One of the things you got to do is change. A lot of you need to change your appearance. You got to change your appearance. What you see when you look in the mirror is pivotal as it pertains to you making the right decisions, how you look at yourself, the opportunities that are afforded to you. It's very rarely, Cassandra, that, you know, the days that I spend on this earth that I don't really work on my appearance. When I was working in the secular world, you know, I work for the Lord now. You know, I'm a full-time pastor. But when I worked in the secular world as a salesman, my boss taught me this principle. He says every time you walk up to somebody, there's a seven-second syndrome that you need to be concerned about. What is the seven-second syndrome? The seven-second syndrome is the first 7 seconds somebody sees you, they've already made their opinion about you.
Yes,
I've
heard of that. Mm-hmm.
First 7 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is, man, you have to make sure that you have a positive presentation. So every day I get up, Cassandra, I work on my appearance. I make sure I'm always neat. I make sure my hair is always cut. I make sure I'm always shaved. I make sure I always have on a suit, a tie. My shoes are shined. I make sure that I have a crisp shirt on because, man, when you see yourself, that's a look of success. When you see yourself as successful, it places a different spirit on you.
Yes,
when you see yourself as successful,
that.
It gives you a confidence that you wouldn't have if you didn't look like that. So the first thing a lot of people have to do to change their self-concept, their self-image, is to change their appearance. Work on your appearance.
Mm-hmm.
You know this, Cassandra. Man, when you have on a nice outfit, you even walk different.
You're telling the truth, man of God.
Yeah,
yes,
you walk
sir.
Different, man. You walk different. You think different. You act different. So a positive self-image is very powerful. Let me tell you something else Mike Roberts says. He says, when your self-image is positive, you will become more optimistic, and life will in turn offer you more opportunities. He says the actioneer has an abundance of self-love, and I'm telling you, you got to love yourself. You know,
right.
You got to love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, nobody else is going to love you. She said, I don't take abuse from anybody, Cassandra. I love myself too much. I'm not going to let anybody abuse me because I love myself. I'm not going to let anybody abuse my wife, my son. Why? Because I love them. Why would I let somebody abuse me? I love myself. He says an actioneer has an abundance of self-love and truly appreciates every moment of their existence. The actioneer feels safe and personally empowered. Those of us that are Christians, we should feel empowered that there's nothing we can't do. They embody the courage to face new challenges and explore foreign areas in their wildly expanding life. I can say that's been my life, Cassandra. Some of the things that I do, there's not a lot of people doing them. I mean, to go to Russia out of the clear blue, never been to Russia before, I just went because the Lord sent me. I felt like I could meet the challenge there. To go to the Philippines, I didn't know anybody there, but God sent me there. To go to Africa, places that you go, things that you do, a person that has a positive self-image, they'll say this, man, I can handle it. I'm the person for the job. I mean, there's nothing, there's no environment that I can't succeed in. Here's my mindset, Cassandra. If you're going to be successful in life, you're going to be successful, you have to find yourself in environments that are uncomfortable for you. New environments that you're not used to. Don't be, I'm going to say this to your audience. Don't be afraid of finding yourself in environments where you feel that you really don't fit. Where everybody is richer than you. Everybody is more educated than you. Everybody has accomplished more than you. That's where you belong. Because once you're in that environment, basically what's going to happen is you're going to take on the characteristics and the spirit of that environment. You're going to become what you're around. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? So you have to put yourself in environments that might seem like they're over your head. I love it when it's like that, Cassandra, because that's how you grow. You can't grow around people that are just like you. You have to find folks that have exceeded what you've done and learn what they know. And that's very, very powerful. In closing with Mr. Roberts, here's what he says. Their life experiences are embellished with texture, taste, zest, and flavor. And I love that, man. My life, I tell my wife all the time, Cassandra, man, I have a great life. I mean, I'm just, I can't hardly believe. I mean, this is hard to believe, man. But, it really is. A little guy from the inner city of St. Louis, grew up in a, what they call a low middle class home, man, to be traveling all over the world, to broadcast on TV, do radio, do internet, build churches, help people. I mean, it's like a dream. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Wow.
I tell people that if there's anybody that shouldn't be doing what I'm doing, it's me.
You
know,
but I have to
God.
Give God all the glory, obviously, but also it's what you think of yourself. I believe I belong in those environments. I believe that I could, like, I believe the Lord's going to do this for me, Cassandra. I believe one day I'm going to go to the White House and talk to President Obama before he gets out of office.
Woo-wee.
I feel I belong in that environment. I believe I have something I could tell him. Obviously, he has things he can tell me, but I don't believe that environment is over my head. I believe I'm designed to be in that environment. And that's how you have to think of yourself. Here's what he says in closing. Mike Roberts says, as you study the pictures, these pictures, you know, your self-image, one will soon discover another image beginning to take shape. Your self-esteem does not view a picture of your past deeds. Instead, it witnesses a picture of your future actions. It is the vision you will follow. Man, that's very, very powerful to me. So you see yourself where you're going to ultimately go. And that's very, very powerful. In Numbers 13, most of us have read the text from verses 24 through 33. The Holy Spirit gives us a glimpse into the self-image of the 10 spies that brought back the negative report and the two spies that brought out the good report as Moses told them to go to the promised land. You remember that story, Cassandra?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, it was a story where they were about to go into the promised land, and they were sent into the promised land to spy it out. Well, 12 leaders went to the promised land, and when they got there, it was just what Moses told them they would see. They found a land flowing with milk and honey. They found grapes that were so huge they couldn't hardly carry them. They saw all kinds of blessings in the promised land. But here's the problem. 10 of the spies said, well, we saw the promised land, and it was good, had everything in it you told us would be in it, but there were some giants there, the sons of Anak. These were all Goliath's brothers. You know, we know the story of David and Goliath. Goliath was this 9-foot-6-inch tall giant, and they saw the giants in the land, and this is what they said. They said, man, we look like grasshoppers in our minds to these giants. They had a negative self-image. And everybody knows this. Grasshoppers don't eat grapes. They chew tobacco and spit. That's all they do.
Yes.
They don't eat grapes. What they were saying is, we cannot take the promised land because of their negative self-image. But thanks God for Joshua and Caleb. They were the only two out of the 12 that had a positive self-image. They steeled the people and said, we're well able to take the promised land. He said the giants, the sons of Anak, they will be bread for us. We are going to eat them up. It doesn't matter how tall they are. Doesn't matter if Goliath is their brother. We can take them. And that's really what plagues the life of many people today. They look at life as being too much of a challenge. But you got to change your mindset and say, I can handle it. I can handle it. How you see yourself is tremendously very powerful. One of the scriptures that I love so much is found in the book of Philippians. In chapter number 3, it talks about the mindset that Jesus had when he was in here on planet Earth. And most of us have read this scripture. You might not have known where it was, you know, but here's what the Bible says. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So it's saying, think like the Lord thought when he was here. He said, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. So Jesus knew he was God, and that's why he was able to do everything that he did in life. And the Bible is telling us we have to think like that. Think that you can accomplish anything. Your self-image is very, very powerful. It is what allows you to do what you do in life. Got to have that positive self-image and watch what God does. Jesus, being fully aware of his purpose, his power, his privilege, and his possibilities, gave us a glimpse of what it means to have a positive self-image. So what you see yourself being, what you see yourself doing is very, very powerful. So I'm just trying to help everybody today to know that in order to do everything that God has given you to do, you got to change your image of yourself. And you can't care about what people think about you. Even when you start saying positive things about what God has given you to do and what you're going to do for yourself. Here are some of the things that Jesus said. Listen to this. He said, I am the bread of life. He said, I am the light of the world. He said, I am the door of the sheep. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, I am the true vine. Whenever the Lord said, I am, he was saying, I'm God. And because he said that, we know people that you know, the scribes and the Pharisees, they picked up stones and wanted to stone him. You see, when you have a positive image of yourself, people are going to call you proud. They're going to say you're full of pride. You're not full of pride. You're boasting in what the Lord has designed you to be and what he's placed in your life. It's not pride. It's confidence. You got to have that kind of confidence. And because of Jesus' self-image, we know all of the things that he accomplished. The Bible closes in the book of St. John, that last chapter. It says this, and if all of the things that Jesus did were written in books, the world couldn't contain the books that should be written. In other words, Jesus consistently accomplished things. And that's what I feel life should be about, Cassandra. We should accomplish. When I leave this, I told our church this about 2 weeks ago. I told them, if I leave this life before the rapture takes place, and they, you know, are ready to read my obituary, they want to read my obituary. I said, I want them to hand everybody a book because there's so much stuff in it that the Lord has blessed me to do. You know, I've went to funerals. I do them all the time where, you know, a person's obituary is they were born this day, they died this day, they went to school here. They confess the hope in Christ at an early age, and they leave to cherish their memory. Hey, that's not enough for me. I want to leave something behind. I want my life to account for something. When I leave this life, I want somebody to say, now, that person lived a life that wasn't wasted. I don't want the Lord to have wasted life on me. I want my life to produce dividends based on Christ's investment. So again, Cassandra, self-image is vital if you're going to be successful in life.
Absolutely, absolutely. Coach Lalisa, yes. That's awesome. Coach Lalisa.
Awesome,
just blessed,
yes.
Man of God, yes. Bishop, are you going to be in town this Sunday? I know people are going to want to come see you.
I'll be back in town. I get back in town, I think, Wednesday night. I'm going to get back Wednesday night. Yes, I'll be in the pulpit on Sunday morning, and, man, I'm looking forward to it because for the last couple of Sundays I've been kind of out, but I'm looking forward to being in the pulpit of Faith Miracle Temple. Man, I'm telling you, it's going to be a blast.
Now, what are your service times?
We have our first service starts at 8 o'clock. We finish it around 10:30. The second service starts promptly at 11:30 a.m.
Wow, you are awesome. Tell people your contact info one more time. What's your website address in case people want to go there?
I have two websites that basically people use to connect with me. One is the church website, and that website is faithmiracletemple.org. Faithmiracletemple.org. The other website is the website for the international ministry that I'm the presiding bishop of. And that ministry is called Higher Ground International Ministries. And that's a very powerful ministry. That's what I utilize to travel all over the world and the country. That website is hgim.us, hgim.us. Lastly, man, I've been talking somewhat about the book on the tithe that the Lord gave me to write. I did 52 lessons on it. If anybody want to pick up the book, especially pastors that are out there, it will bless your congregation. Cassandra, man, let me say this to you, man. We raised $500,000 in extra in tithing alone in 2011 from teaching those lessons. Very, very powerful. So we put together a website just for people to go and purchase the book. You can pick it up on Amazon. You can Google 52 lessons on the tithe, or you can search the web at 5252lessonsonthetide.com or just 52lessons, 52lessons.us. 52lessons.us. You can pick up the book. So there's a lot of ways you can catch me, man. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, and all those other social media. You know, you have to do all that stuff today. So I'm just, man, I guess y'all can tell, man, I'm just excited. I am excited for what God is doing.
Listen, Bishop, I've got a couple pastors on that they're saying they want to come and see you. What is that email address? You said it was info.
My email address is Pastor Baylor, BAYLOR, at Faith, FAITH, Miracle, MIRACLE, Temple, TEMPLE.org. So it's Pastor Baylor at FaithMiracleTemple.org. Or if you go to the website, just Google Faith Miracle Temple, there's a page there for our staff. You can email me from that page also.
Awesome. I think Coach Walisa is trying to get in too. You've been so powerful, so wonderful. And just thank you for blessing us. Oh, yeah, tell us about your upcoming conference you're going to have.
Oh, my goodness, if you guys want to go to a conference like none other, we've already started fasting and praying for it. I mean, we're going to shut in and stay in church all night so the conference can be everything that we believe God wants it to be. But our annual international conference for HGIM, High Ground International Ministry, is from Wednesday, July the 9th through, I'm sorry, Tuesday, July 15th through Friday, July 18th. I'm going to be speaking the first night. We're going to consecrate a bishop from Africa. If you've never seen a full consecration schedule, a service for a bishop, you got to come to it. We will be fully vested from the mitres all the way down to the crozier, the cross, the ring, all of the stuff that bishops wear. I'm going to preach that first night and consecrate a bishop from Africa. The second night, Bishop Leo Lewis, who's a powerful man of God, very prophetic, will be ministering the second night. Bishop Tudor Bismarck from Zimbabwe, South Africa, one of the most powerful apostles that I've ever seen in my life, will be ministering on Thursday night. And Cheryl Brady, everybody knows Cheryl Brady. She will be preaching Friday night. And throughout the day, there are sessions for pastors. There are sessions for first ladies. There are sessions for young people. There are sessions for preachers and saints and bishops. And it's just a very, very powerful conference. It will be held at Faith Church St. Louis. I just thank God for Pastor Crank out there at Faith Church St. Louis right there in Earth City. He's allowing us to use this church because the conference has grown so much. It's outgrown my church many times. So we're having it at Faith Church St. Louis. The services start at 7 p.m. nightly. They're free of charge, man. Come out. Or you can go. You go to our website. You can go to faithmiracletemple.org or hgim.us. There's information about registration, hotels, and all that stuff on those two websites.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. I know Coach Louisa and I are so blessed today. Bishop, you have just come on. You know what? I love to see it when a man or woman of God just allows the Holy Spirit to use them. You are truly a vessel, a conduit for God, for his glory to come forth and bless his people. My goodness, this has been tremendous. We want to thank you so much. And Coach Elisa, I know she's been trying to get on. Hey, Coach. Ooh, this has been absolutely powerful. And I know she's at work, so she may not be able to say much, but you have been such a blessing, man of God. And you know what? I want to comment on something you said, you know, especially when you commented on the book by Mike Roberts. I know so many times in my life people say, well, how did you do this or how did you do that? And I said, listen, I'm a nobody. You know, I feel like Saul did in the beginning when they were saying, trying to let him know that, you know, God wanted to use him. Remember when the prophet was trying to say that God wanted to use him, and he said, well, who am I? I'm nobody, you know? And that's how I feel, other than a servant of God. But I do know there's just a faith in me to ask people the next thing and the next thing, and then God will connect the dots. And it's not happening because I'm so great, or certainly not because I was born with a silver spoon in my life, but there's just something down on the inside that believes I can do it. I believe I'm going to be on TV, Bishop.
Yes, sir,
I'm going to meet Oprah Winfrey. I believe I'm going to meet Bishop, I can't even think of his name now, T.D. James. I just believe God like that. Why? I don't know, there's something in my, I'm wired like that, you know.
Yes, sir.
And even when you were making comments about how your appearances, even as a professional, you know, even on the job, you know, sometimes, you know, people just, even when they get degrees, they just show up looking at however, and people are always asking me, well, why are you so dressed up? Or why are you, you know, this is casual. This is, but, you know, I like getting dressed up. You know, I like looking good and smelling good. You know, I just wired me like that. I'm not trying to necessarily make any impression on anyone. But you know what? I find when you look good, it plays a part in your attitude, in your thinking. I feel like I'm ready for anything. You know what I'm saying? And even if I feel like I'm waking up and I'm not quite on my A game, it's something about just putting on good looking, good looking clothes, you know, makeup. It just does something to you. I don't know what that happens, but it's even been proven in, you know, they've done research on it. If you're not feeling good, but if you will just put, you know, what they say, fake it till you make it, put on good looking until you feel it, it just happens. You know, and I'll get up and someone will say, oh, my goodness, you look good today, or you smell good today. And before you know it, I'm feeling really good. You know, we need to do what we, you know, look like where we feel like God is taking us to, you know. So it's, yes, it starts on the inside. We've got to get our spirit man, spirit woman in the right place. But I'm telling you, it's something about doing something to that outside. I believe it helps that inside, too.
For sure. Amen. No doubt about
wow.
it. They're connected.
Yes. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I just want to thank you so much again for being on and being a blessing. I want you again, pray for the radio broadcast that God would bless it and just take us to the next thing and the next thing, because we're looking to spread out with this radio broadcast, looking for open doors of opportunity to go in new places, maybe connect with new stations. But, you know, we believe that God has given us something because of the people that he's blessed to come on the show. You know, God wants to bless his people.
Dear Lord,
go ahead, pray, man of God.
Dear Lord, we thank you for this day that you've made. We're rejoicing in it, and we're glad. Father, I thank you for these two women of God that you've raised up to bless your people. Lord, I pray for the audience that's listening today.